Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Because I've always been high energy, you know, just going, 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 and I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my love and on the run.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. Ooh. Welcome. Gets his loving on the run. Not apparently if you're an incel. We're back here with you on the Kate Daly Show. And, of course, we have a number of media pundits out there having their way with the movie The Joker. And I've talked about some issues I've seen with the movie The Joker and the character sort of being a strange protagonist. But the left is making that into being the incel. If you haven't, it's kind of like inbred, but incel. That's the kind of connotation I get anyway, Dr. Duke and Uncle Milty, is that they really want you to think that having some values or some morals is really the ticket to becoming kind of like what the Joker becomes, is this mass violent psycho dude who's going to go shoot everything up, and it's because they're not being promiscuous enough, I guess. I'm not quite sure. Is that the message?
It's one of the messages. I think another one of the messages is that this guy doesn't fit anywhere. He's utterly consumed by the mediocrity of his times,
right?
And his stand-up comic career is unremarkable. It's almost like to become an individual, you have to become a monster.
Yeah.
I think that what you see happening is the movie makes the point, right? That in this selfie world where fame is everything, everyone wears a mask all the time. I think that's one of the points of it. And I think what the movie does is it sort of deconstructs that a little bit, because this particular character does lose his mind and becomes actually more of an individual than he ever was before he lost his mind.
Yeah.
And that drives him crazy.
Yes. And of course, well, yes. Let's take a caller first. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. I mean, again, the thing I think scares them the most is the fact that they see the future of their inner city collapse, of what's happening as their progressive system doesn't work anymore. This is a failure of the mental health system in treating somebody. And that's what's happening today when you see the homeless all over our inner cities area, is a lack of treatment with people with mental disease.
Okay.
And that's what's going on. And that's what this movie and Joker's creation actually comes as, a society lacking of the care and the ability to treat people with mental illness.
Thank you for
that.
And
that's happening today.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Dr. Duke, Uncle Milty?
Yeah, he's right. I mean, mental illness does play a big role in this. But, you know, you think about the projection of mental illness, too. We've also reached the point in this culture where, like, white supremacy, racist, misogynist, those words that the left uses to not argue with you but to shut you down, they've just created another one in the incel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by definition, the wincel, the white involuntary celibate, right?
Yeah.
The wincel. They are the definition of mentally depraved to the left, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're white, which means they're toxic. They're male, which means they're toxic.
Mm-hmm.
They're white, which means they're white supremacist, right? They're involuntarily celibate, which means that they are not hip and with it and sexually liberated. So in that construct of the left, the wincel, they have created the poster child for the mentally deformed and the mentally ugly and the mentally violent. Then along comes the Joker, in which somebody seems to morph away from the incel into this monstrous creature. But again, it's hard for us to watch the screen and not root for him. Mm-hmm. And it drives the left nuts that they've spent so much time trying to make men like who the Joker was before he became the Joker, the butt of all jokes, that he has the last laugh in the movie. He turns out that in his madness, he's more precisely able to confront society than he was when he was just the wincel. And the idea that the Joker wins or is sympathetic, or that this particular Joker is something that is really psychologically interesting to so many people, they don't just get on the bandwagon and label him like they do the wincel, bothers them. This is exactly the kind of creature the wincel turns into, according to the left, and you're supposed to hate them for it. But lo and behold, people are spending billions and billions of dollars to, in their own way, admire and be fascinated by him.
I also want to point out, too, as we've talked many times on the show, that many false flags are perpetuated by a young 20-something that's not getting anything, that is sitting behind a computer that is psycho or mental. And I do want to add that I think that there is a continuum going on here to persuade us to think that these are around every corner, so that when a false flag is perpetuated by one of these kinds of individuals, it's heavily manipulated by intelligence companies, that is actually organic and it's not. And so I just wanted to mention that as kind of a side route to this, too. Go ahead.
If it was as prevalent as they try to make it out to be, the movie would have been titled The Jokers.
Because and you know, who the are these thing, women,
or,
you know?
Why did not Hollywood mm-hmm. choose to be really feminist and revolutionary like they always pretend they are and cast a female Joker? That would have been a totally different movie, right?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if she were female instead of male, she would be a hero to the left. And she could have exactly the same lines, exactly the same plot, but if she were a female Joker, they would immediately see what they now hate as heroic.
Amen to that.
And let me go one step further with this wincel stuff. You are smoking crack if you think there are a bunch of 18-year-old boys out there who may be involuntarily celibate because women won't sleep with them, who aren't getting some themselves, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the pornography on the internet, the idea that these men are sexless is ridiculous. But it's a very narcissistic kind of sex, right? Mm-hmm. It's sex with yourself.
Right.
And I think that's part of our broader culture. It's not just men either, right? We found out that women are beginning to become addicted to pornography at the same levels men are. And so it's much more a commentary on, are these young boys really involuntarily celibate, or have they chosen to simply have sex with themselves? As opposed to, and that's one of the points that Fight Club made 20 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is having sex with a woman, being in a sexual relationship with a woman, actually the definition of masculinity, which has been foisted on men for a long time in the feminist age. We're supposed to believe that a man is nothing until he has sex
conquering.
With a permissive woman.
Conquering
right,
women.
Exactly.
Yeah. And who are all these women that they never talk about when they talk about the incel, you know? And so the women are obviously having sex with somebody or themselves or whatever the case may be. And I do want to talk about John Wayne, because right now there is such an annihilation of masculinity in our country, and they want to take down anyone that speaks to masculinity, which feeds right into this narrative we've been talking about this whole hour.
Yeah, if there was ever somebody who was the opposite of a wincel, it was John Wayne. and you look at Clint Eastwood, how Eastwood spoke out at the Republican National Convention and had the empty chair sitting there to represent Barack Obama. This is what masculinity used to be, right? Rugged mm-hmm. individualism, and Hollywood did it from about the era of the talkies in the 20s all the way through the 1970s. All the idea of masculinity in progressive Hollywood itself was that. The rugged, the individual, the do-it-himself, the loner. Everybody loves the spaghetti westerns. You don't even know Clint Eastwood's name. No, you never know what his name is.
Yeah.
He's just the unnamed cowboy. And you think about that kind of masculinity. That's the masculinity that won two world wars, conquered the Depression,
yep.
and took us to the moon. That's that masculinity. And you won't believe this. I asked my students the other day. I said, how many of you ladies, a class of 32 students, about 20 of them are women, so how many of you ladies actually want men that the feminist said you should like? I said, how many of you want a woman, want a man who wears more makeup than you did? And they all laughed. No one raised their hand. How many of you want a man who actually cries at movies faster than you do? And they all shook their head no. I said, how many of you do you want men with hands that are softer than yours? And every one of those girls said no. And so what are you looking for? I asked them. And what the response was, men. right? Men who are stronger than they are, men who are don't do all the talking, men who get things done, men who know how to do things. What they want is exactly the opposite of what the feminists offer them.
Yes, and what you just said was not a Freudian slip when you went out of the gate with that, with men and women, when you said women, but you meant men, because women, feminists, want to hoist women on us. They want us to want women, and that's what's never talked about. They don't want us to want a man, because a man speaks to everything they're not about. They want us to like women. They want to turn men into women.
It's even one step further. You just nailed it. One of my students, when I finally asked him, I said, "So what is it?" I said, "So you realize now," and they all agreed, "that you don't want the kind of women, men that feminists say that men should be." They all agreed. I said, "Well, what kind of men do you think women want you to have, feminists want you to have?" And one girl said, "Lesbians."
That's so true.
That what they want us to want is other women, right?
Yes.
And they want us as women to want other women who are butch, right?
Yes.
Who wear the flannel pants and who have
combat
the butch
boots,
haircuts,
walk
the ones
around
who
like
otherwise
that.
Act like men,
yep.
right?
Yep, yep. And then the hands are soft and then still want to cry with you. They want us to want a woman. We have a caller for you. Hi, caller. You're on with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty and myself. Go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, didn't we already see this movie in A Clockwork Orange and Taxi Driver?
Same scenario. Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right on the money. Thank you for that, Dr. Pesta.
And isn't it interesting that it was De Niro in Taxi Driver and De Niro who plays one of the foils to the Joker in this movie? It's amazing. And you think about the fake liberal hyper machismo of Robert De Niro, and right, punch F Trump, I'm going to punch Trump in the face, all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
It's all just an act. And I think that's exposed as well, too. One of the other things that the Joker movie does from what you can tell just from watching the ads and watching the trailers is it exposes Hollywood. It exposes the idea of playing a part. Hollywood actors and actresses need us to desperately believe that being somebody other than yourself is an act of great bravery and art. It's not. It's one of the easiest jobs you're ever going to have. But you also begin to believe that you are everybody else. And I think the Joker makes that point as well. It's also a satire on Hollywood, which the progressive left doesn't like.
Right, right. Well, according to the Daily Trojan, I know, USC's leading newspaper, for the school newspaper for USC, the John Wayne exhibition may be removed by the end of this semester. And some students argued that the legendary actor's statements from decades ago support white supremacy. No, he supported masculinity. This has nothing to do with white supremacy as much as it has to do with being a man.
Kate, you know how you know I'm not a wincel?
How?
I read a Daily Trojan once a day. That's me.
And yep, that's
yes,
you.
That's right. I'm telling you, I said this during the break.
What?
Within 10 years of Gavin Newsom's reign as effeminate boy wonder of California,
right?
You watch. The John Wayne Airport will be renamed the RuPaul Airport.
Oh, my gosh. You're right on the money. You're right on the money.
We can't have a real man being a real man. But if we have a man pretending to be a woman, that now is the height of progressive masculinity.
You're right. You're absolutely
right. And don't forget. The mayor of New York's wife. Remember when they had to pick new statues because there weren't enough female statues in New York. So New York City had a contest. Who would you like to see? What female statues would you like to see? And they voted for a lot of great women, including a couple of Catholic nuns, one who was the patron saint of immigrants. But the mayor's wife actually said no. She ignored the contest, and she proposed two new statues of drag queens, men who played women, to be made to put up in New York City as opposed to actual women.
You just got to love it, the lunacy. Caller, you have about 30 seconds. Go right ahead with Dr. Pesta.
Yes, I'd just like to share with you guys and the professor. I did a similar experiment like that back in the late 90s, and my question to a couple of students in the class was, who would you prefer as a husband type or as a type of man that you would want to marry, Alan Alda or John Wayne? And they picked John Wayne, and I was astonished because these especially two of them were kind of rabid feminists, but they picked John Wayne. And I asked the same question, and they gave the same answer that Dr. Pesta said.
Yeah.
That it was because of the masculinity. They were attracted to that, and that's what they wanted. They wanted the protection and everything that involved.
Thank you for that. Amen. Amen. I can tell you right now, this is what women want. Absolutely.
When women look in the mirror, except for Hollywood women, they see other women. When women look in the mirror, they see femininity. They don't want to sit across a dinner table at night in evening clothes from someone who looks like them. They want someone who is not them. They need the other sex, right?
Yep.
Femininity needs masculinity.
The mother of the feminist movement, her name was Kate. The mother of the feminist movement has nothing to do with me. Was basically completely insane, and she was also a lesbian. Two things that they consistently try to project on everyone else. If you've noticed, kind of amazing.
Yeah, and to be a woman means to be hate your children and abortion. You would not have abortion if you didn't have this, right? Abortion. What's the best way to show you're an insensitive woman? Kill your baby.
Right.
Right. That's exactly where this came out of as well.
Yes, and I'm not saying all feminists are lesbians and not all feminists are nuts. I mean, I think a lot of them get caught up in the movement because they think they're an activist. They're fighting for something. All you have to do is release the mask and it's George Soros underneath, but they don't want to admit that. But they are very heavily on top of the media, telling the media to keep putting this out there. And this is why both of you guys, the caller and you, Dr. Pesta, said this about your class. When you actually question people, they'll tell you they want the John Wayne. Uncle Milty?
I just wanted to add that in the context of this USC thing with John Wayne, it has been brought up that it's also time to change the name of John Wayne Airport.
Yes, and they will too. And they will change it out for somebody that is a metrosexual or a transsexual just to make a statement, right?
It's Harvey Milk Airport, here we come.
Oh, gosh. Gosh. All right. We're going to we'll be coming back in the next hour. Dr. Duke Pesta, catch his radio show, The Dr. Duke Show. All you got to do is Google it. Thank you, Dr. Duke.
Yep.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
You.
Good to see you again.
You're awesome. Thank you. Wow. What a way to always start our show on Monday, right?
Yep.
Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Get it on podcast as well. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com. You can get the live recordings of the show right there. Email me, Kate at KateDalyRadio.com. Facebook, The Kate Daly Show. Also on Twitter, The Kate Daly Show. Be right back.
Have you heard Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer?
Lionel Richie talked about the idea of retiring.
Retire from what? What do all of my friends say?
Well, Lionel, I'm getting ready to retire. Me and my wife saved some money to go around the world on a tour.
Just like him impersonating his college roommate's voice.
Oh, my gosh, that was amazing.
Lionel, no. Why don't you retire?
Join Abe and Eric for Your Family and Your Retirement Tuesday afternoon at 5 on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 KZNU.
Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.